Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Teresa Carmody, assistant professor in UNO's Writers Workshop and author of A Healthy Interest in the Lives of Others, joining you to review Shane Hinton's Other Shane Hintons, just released from Burrow Press. If you haven't heard of Burrow Press, that's because it's a small independent publisher based in Florida. Each year, they release only a handful of carefully chosen titles, poetry, literary fiction, long-form essays, books that are artful, emotionally resonant, and unafraid to ask big questions about what it means to live, care, and connect. Publishers like Burrow nourish the multiplicity and diversity of the literary arts landscape, even as corporate profit-driven presses often pass over such work. Which brings us to Other Shane Hintons, a slim, strange, and deeply human connection of eight linked short fictions, or a memoir in lies, as Hinton calls it. Each story follows a version of quote-unquote Shane Hinton to a turning point or fork in the road where a single choice could change everything, and not necessarily for the better. In the opening story, 8-year-old Shane and his best friend Josie take a vow to Satan, who appears, so he says, as Josie's dad. Things go wrong quickly. Yet the story also captures the real horror of telling children their eternal souls depend on fighting a cosmic war against evil. Celebrated writer Lydia Yuknovich describes Hinton's writing as, quote, the love child of Kafka and Flannery O'Connor. And that feels right. In one story, Shane meets another Shane who never got sober, his own dark mirror. In another, he visits a dead friend who now lives in a miniature purple castle deep in the Florida woods. Horror shades every tale, ghosts, doubles, zombies, even sewer flies that bring a strange kind of hope. Still, the book arcs toward grace. By the final story, Hinton's prose turns prayerful. The rough draft, he writes, is the closest we ever come to the divine. There will come a time when the events and the telling of them overlap, and you will be there with me, and the language won't matter anymore. Other Shane Hintons is an unsettling, redemptive portrait of a human, a writer, trying to make sense of the mess and miracle of being alive. You can find Shane Hinton's books and others from Burrow Press online at bookshop.org or asterismbooks.com, two online distributors that support independent publishers like Burrow Press. Or you can visit The Bookworm here in Omaha to support publishers and booksellers who keep literature thriving. This is Dr. Teresa Carmody with the UNO Writers Workshop and Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.